This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Not everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and take advantage of all the little things we have to offer there. Meanwhile, right now, our number two starts out with our good friend, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, out in California. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say your pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, of course, those two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. And we know it, and we know that you know it, and we're letting you know that we know it, too. So there you go. Now, Kyle, I'm sitting here, and I'm just, I'm in one of those moods where it's, I like to have fun, right?
Yeah, of course.
So I got a special little treat for the folks up there in New York City and Long Island and New England where it's raining and flooding. You ready?
Sure.
You ready for this? Here we go. Might as well have a little laughter, a little dancing if you can. Hopefully you're off the ground floor up there, right, Kyle?
That's right, yes.
But Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, December 1963. Oh, what a night. And, boy, I remember dancing to that, having a good time.
Oh, yeah. That was Frankie Valli made a really good record with that, no doubt about that.
Yeah, and I used to see him a lot because we used to go down to Asbury Park to the convention center two or three times a month, depending on who was playing down there. We saw a lot of great acts back in the day, and depending on what girlfriend I was going with at the time, we would go to see different acts because I'd ask a different girl if it was a different group that I knew that she wanted to see. So I kind of had a selection, if you will.
Very cool. All right.
I'm being polite. All right. Here we go. Now, retired Admiral Kirby, the spokesman at the DOD, said that the Taliban couldn't make great strategic use of the U.S. military equipment left behind in Afghanistan. Really? Is that how come we saw them driving equipment around yesterday? That some of it they even tested and played with the firepower and the MRAP. Did you see that?
Yes. You know, this is, I got to tell you, Captain, we just can't imagine, you know, how we've now created one of the best armed militaries in the world at this point, certainly more so than many other nations, it would seem. And, yes, of course, there'll be a learning curve, and some of the equipment was rendered inoperable to some degree, but, you know, that doesn't mean that they're not going to be able to get a lot of stuff up and running. But, of course, they will use that against their own people as they continue their door-to-door executions. I mean, I can't even believe we're talking about this. In the 21st century, we're talking about a place in the world where they're going through and doing door-to-door executions.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. And I think we still have some students that are still in country. Basically.
Well, they say some of them, they didn't say how many, some of them they thought, and the word was thought, got out with their families. Some of them they thought got out with their families, but nobody's confirming that.
Right. So, again, the very fact, and then you have all the different Afghan partners and so forth. You have we talked a little bit on last night's program about the one person who helped to save Joe Biden back in 2008.
Yeah, and he's left hanging.
And he is left hanging. This is again, just a terrible, terrible mark on the reputation of the United States. I hope, Captain, that most of the people around the world realize it's not the American people who are doing this, you know, people across the highways and byways, but they do see, just like our friends over in Great Britain saw, and they held the president in contempt for what he did. So I don't know. Do you think they're just not getting the media spin over there? Jen Psaki hasn't really convinced them of anything yet over there, or maybe they're seeing clearly.
Trust me, Jen Psaki couldn't convince anybody of anything right now.
No,
especially over there. They don't want to hear from her.
Well, you know, she's getting, I hate to say, she's getting a lot more, the look on her face is very, very telling.
Yeah.
What she's going through.
Well, let me tell you about the look on somebody else's face. General Jack Keane, who I respect greatly, former vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs, blasted Biden's misrepresentation of facts, the blame game, not admitting the serious mistakes made by his administration, and refusing to own the problem that's there now. He owns Afghanistan. He owns what's going on with those people we left behind. He owns all of that, and he won't say anything other than, well, you know, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. Give me a break.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to give you the phone number. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
There's that masked man that hangs around the back of my radio station here. He's got a studio about 25 feet away from me. It's all set up for television because he does the television stuff too. And I got the perfect face for radio, and that's where I'm going to leave it. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow. You can go to the website, MyPillow.com, and there's a radio listener specials tab there, a button. And if you click on that tab, it'll open up about 18 to 20 different items with just insanely reduced prices and deep discounts, the likes of which you won't see on any other pages. Now, to get those prices, you got to use a promo code. Promo code is Captain. And you can also give them a call if you got any questions about what's there or what how it works or this, that, and the other at 800-641-5459. Again, the number 800-641-5459. Remember, you have a 60-day guarantee, warranty, no questions asked. If it doesn't work for you, send it back, and they'll refund the money for you 60 days. But I'm telling you, the pillow that I've got, the mattress cover I've got, the Jesus sheets that I've got, the comforter I've got, wow, what a difference. What a difference. MyPillow.com, go to the tab, Radio Listener Specials, click on it, use the promo code Captain, save yourself a bunch of money, and start getting yourself a really good night's sleep. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we have a caller on the line, and he just told me a little bit about what he wants to talk about. Wait till you hear this. This is going to be an interesting story, a true story. And good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, sir. My name is Tim. I am retired captain with the DOD.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I have two nephews that were both in Kabul.
Uh-huh.
One was stationed as a guard at the gate, at one of the gates. And the other was on the wall in a machine gun.
Mm-hmm.
The word came down from the CO, secure your weapons, Do not report to the barracks. Go straight from duty station to aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
So when I finally got through to them and talked to them, one is in Ramstein, one is in Qatar.
Okay.
They didn't even have clean underwear to put on.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were not even allowed to return to barracks.
Mm-hmm.
They said it is just one giant cluster, you know what.
I do know what, yep, and it was obvious from the beginning. But how do you feel? I told you off the air what we talked about off to begin with. There's a bombshell report that came out from a very credible source, which talks about the fact that the United States knew about the Kabul bomber. They actually had a drone lock on him, but wouldn't take the shot.
Well, that is just outright disgraceful. I do not know what has happened to the command structure. My grandfathers both fought in the European theater in World War II.
Right.
And we did not wait to be fired upon before we returned fire.
Yep.
If someone approached a troop with a weapon in hand, you were fired on.
Yep. Yep, they did that.
I do not know what has happened. When I talk to my nephews, and they're like, no, we can't shoot back unless they shoot at us.
Right. Yeah.
And Kyle, one nephew that was on the wall, he said, I don't know what they're talking about, disarmament. He was operating a tripod-mounted machine gun,
mm-hmm.
which we used to call Modus,
mm-hmm.
back in the day. I don't know what the designation is now, but he said it was left fully loaded, locked and loaded, just left.
Mm-hmm.
Secure your weapon and get on the plane.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much for the call. You've given us some very good information, and you take care of yourself and tell those Marines. You said they're both Marines, right?
Yes, so they are.
Tell those Marines Semper Fi. That's for my son, who's a Marine.
Yep, they're both awaiting orders.
All right. Thank you very much. And you take care.
I will, sir. Thank you.
All right. Well, Kyle, that was interesting.
Yeah, no, a great call from Tim. And it's really something, number one, that they weren't even allowed to presumably get any personal belongings they might have back at their bunk, basically. And then to leave that kind of weaponry loaded and ready to go for the enemy, that's really something.
Well, I knew they were in a real hurry to get out of town. I knew that. And I didn't think they were going to, I really didn't think they were going to wait until the day of, you know, the 31st, and they got till midnight and all that. I thought they might get out early in the morning, and they did, but they got out the day before.
Right.
The 30th.
Yeah, and a part of that, too, of course, was to not have a completely predictable time period such that they would just get on the plane and go, and hopefully if there was any kind of thought of attacking them by the Taliban or by ISIS-K or whomever, that they would beat it out of Dodge.
Yeah, and I want to say good morning to our friend Christine, who just said that she went up, she was out on the road. Let's see here. Let me find this real quick. She said, I just returned from taking our youngest daughter, Madeline, to school in Washington, D.C. The Pilot gas stations on 95 had the cheapest gas, mostly in Georgia. The cheapest I paid was $2.76. A 14-hour drive is tough. Well, geez, what were you doing, driving the speed limit, Christine?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm just kidding. But, no, I get what she's talking about. By the way, oh, geez, I'm sorry to report this. Kyle, in New York City, we now know of four people that have died in the flooding, four of them. Three of the victims were in Queens, one in Brooklyn. They were all stuck in basements.
That's very, very, very sad news. And, of course, what we've seen, just the video that we've seen, Captain, while we've been on the program here, is just devastating. That the amount of water is unbelievable.
Yeah, four people, let's see, let me just read this real quick. Four people were killed in New York City Wednesday night when they became trapped in their basements as a monster storm sent water rushing through the city, sources said. I know what we saw on that subway, and that looked like Niagara Falls coming down those steps. Those people were just standing there looking at the water. Why in the hell didn't you get out of Dodge?
Right. Well, again, yeah, it's interesting that people will film with their phone for a time, but you're exactly right. The amount of water and the raging water that was right in front of them would have made anybody turn around and run the other way.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's more than one egress off those platforms.
Right, and the water's just coming down through, and especially right on top of the train cars as well, the subway train cars. So the doors open up, you know, because the subway car is stopped, and then somebody tries to leap through the Cascade waterfall. It's just really something to see.
Well, yeah, I get that, but, you know, sometimes you might want to go out the other door, even if you got to get down on the tracks and, you know, go out the emergency exit.
Right. Again, because it's not to be trifled with. And the water moving so fast through some of the streets that we've seen some of this video footage is really, again, it's very scary because that would knock you off your feet in a heartbeat.
Okay, we got a one-word message back from Christine.
What's that?
Never. In other words,
never go over the speed limit.
That's right. All right, Christine, I'm with you. Although I can't remember how long it used to take us to go up there to D.C. out of here, but it wasn't 14 hours because in 20 hours or thereabouts we could be nonstop. You know, with just what few stops we had to make, my wife and I could be up on Long Island out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by just hammer down, here we go.
Yep.
Anyway, those were the days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when gasoline was 99 cents a gallon. You didn't care.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, I've got some good news for the folks with let me get these prices here before we go to break. I've got some good news for the folks on gasoline. I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the gasoline prices, right, and I'm thinking, well, they're going to go up. What are they going to go up to today? Wait till you hear this. Gasoline dropped 20 cents a gallon.
Wow.
Dropped 20 cents a gallon. Didn't go up, dropped 20 cents a gallon. Now, the barrel price of West Texas crude went up some 9 cents to $68.59. Brent crude went down 5 cents. Wonderful. $72.94. Futures are standing at $78 a barrel, but gasoline itself is down to $2.11 a gallon. And diesel is now 2 cents higher at $2.13. That's without the tax.
That's very interesting, especially after we saw Ida come through the Gulf and all those oil rigs shut down, obviously, because of the storm.
I'm still having a conversation with Christine here. I'm not supposed to tell anybody how fast she was going, but she wasn't obeying the speed limit. I'll just say that. But she said, I thought I did pretty well considering the construction, and then she told me how fast she was driving.
Well.
No, we won't say a word.
Nope. Her secret will be safe.
Yep, you're safe with us. Yep, so there you go.
Yep.
Oh, boy. But anyway, that's Christine down in Sarasota. All right, I hear the music. That means you got to take a break, so that means Kyle, hold the fort. And, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we got stuff going on here. Holy smokes, it's hard to keep track of. So somebody named Kyle Warren, I think, is going to take us to break here. Let's see what happens here. He should be right along here.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Dan DeRocky.
Pentagon officials said Wednesday that the U.S. will continue its counterterrorism efforts following the withdrawal of American forces from Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said that the military will continue to address any and all threats to the American people.
It's our duty to defend this nation. And we're not going to take our eye off the ball. And that means relentless counterterrorism efforts against any threat to the American people from any place. It means working with our partners to shore up stability in the region around Afghanistan. And it means a new focus to our leadership in this young century.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said that about 20,000 Afghans have arrived in the United States, with more on the way from the efforts to evacuate Afghanistan before the final withdrawal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do.
We are going to do it. And you know, that number goes up and it goes down, but most of the time it's well over a million, approaching 2 million or a little bit more. And it's terrestrial and it's also internet. Large numbers of people listening to us on the streams, on the radio stations, as well as my home station here. And we appreciate all that. Plus, got a large contingent listening to us in Germany and India. And thanks very much for that. Now, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. And you know, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. Now, they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me. And I've been with them for going on 18 years. So, what you do is go to the website, geico.com, and you can give them your zip code and basically get yourself an insurance quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, boat, or RV. They can do all that for you. But where you really save the money is when you bundle it with your homeowner's policy or your renter's insurance. Now, when we talk about renter's insurance, we're talking about your apartment or your condo. Or maybe you own one, which would qualify for homeowner's insurance, but you'll find out how much money you'll save. So go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. You can also get the name of your agent there and set that up if you want to do that as well. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we've got another caller on the line. I'm going to bring the caller in. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, good morning, caller. What's your name?
And yes. My name is Marilyn, and I'm calling from Tampa.
What's up?
And
Well, I'm calling to find out if y'all have heard anything about the Nazarene Fund plane, Glenn Beck's plane, being held for ransom on the tarmac in Afghanistan. I just learned this in the last hour.
Well, they were doing that with a group of people on board the plane. I'm not sure what happened there. It wasn't our people. I do know that.
No, it's Glenn Beck's plane.
Yeah.
Nazarene Fund.
Yeah. Well, see,
this has just come up in the last hour.
All right. Well, we'll have to check on that, but and I will do that right away. Kyle, why don't you look that up?
Yes, I'm already on it. We're checking to see if we have anything new about.
Yeah, because Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck was. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, check. You know who Matt Couch is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, check his Twitter feed. It's on there.
Okay, because Glenn Beck has had people sitting for the last week. They're all Christians somewhere. We don't know where somewhere is, and they haven't been able to go anywhere.
That's the terrifying aspect. But right now, this particular plane has 260 passengers on board the plane.
Okay.
And they are being held for ransom.
All right. Well, we're going to find out here real quick. So let me get going on that and check that. Thank you very much for the call. And Kyle, what are you finding out?
Not finding out anything just yet, but we are searching for this right now. We're going to check some of these different feeds, and then we'll have something here in just a little bit. Absolutely.
Well, here's the thing. I do know that Beck's had people for about a week that he has not been able to move anywhere. They were in an undisclosed location. They're all Christians. He was trying to get Christians out. And he had about 3,000 or 4,000 of them, was my understanding, that he was trying to get somewhere, wherever the somewhere was going to be. And our State Department was not cooperating with him or helping to do anything. He was trying to do it all on his own, which is, you know, very hard to do when you're in a foreign country, correct?
That's right. Yes, very much so.
All right. In the meantime, here's a message from Fred in Fort Lauderdale. He's saying, Captain, don't try driving this posted speed limits down here in South Florida. You'll get run over. That's true, Fred. I know that. I think the State Highway Patrol, sheriffs, and police have given up. Oh, I really think they'd rather prefer to have traffic moving along. Well, thanks a lot, Fred. Hope you have a great night there, up there. And we got another message coming in here on the website. Let's see what this is, a direct message. This is from Marilyn. Marilyn says, have you heard anything about the Nazarene?
Yeah, she was just, that's
oh, that's her.
Marilyn. Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay, all right. So it's Nazarene. What is this?
Nazarene Fund.
Yeah, .org, and they're playing with 260 people. All right, so that's her that just sent that. All right. Let me, and you're not finding anything? It's a Twitter feed?
Yeah, unfortunately, not yet, but we're going to keep looking for sure. We're looking for anything that we can find about Glenn Beck at this point. I know that he was in as you said, he didn't want to really tell what country he was in because he did not want there to be any kind of monkey wrench thrown into what he was trying to do by the U.S. State Department. Also, of course, because the people that he's getting out, Captain, are people that would actually be set on fire if they were found out.
Oh, that's true.
And so he's being very, very, careful about what he's doing. But these are all acts of heroism as well. Unfortunately, Joe Biden, I think, just decided he didn't really want to share in any of that other than to simply make some kind of weird victory speech about the war in Afghanistan and continuing to try to make us all feel like, well, we still just want to continue the war and we don't understand how, you know, it's just, you know, he decided to bring the troops out instead of sending a bunch more troops in. That wasn't what anybody was disputing. And people are, they're completely upset, well, and understandably so, about how he did it.
And in just doing a basic search right now for any information about hostages or plane being held, Afghanistan, I'm finding nothing.
Yeah, I'm not finding anything that would have popped in the last little while, last few hours or so. But again, we'll continue
to. Yeah, we will. We'll continue to monitor that, and if we can find something, we will. But I'm finding nothing, and I'm even going to a source that I don't like to use that's usually there when you don't want them, and that's CNN, and there's nothing over there.
Nope.
Because sometimes they'll pop something up like that just to make believe they are doing the news. And by the way, we did just tell you little while ago about President Biden's people, his White House staff. Some of them are chiming in anonymously and saying that they are appalled, too, and literally horrified over his handling of Afghanistan, and they're not happy at all about that. Now, missing in action, there's a report by Will King. You know who he is on Fox?
Yes, yeah, I've seen him, yeah.
He's saying that, in his opinion, Kamala Harris was used on the Biden ticket to get minority votes, and now she's being pushed aside.
Well, you know, Captain, they have been literally, I think, sort of trying to hide her away. At least she doesn't really have anything to do. Yes, they sent her to Vietnam, but her ratings are very, very low as well. People don't feel that she is up to the job of being vice president or even being president, should that happen. And again, because she does seem to have served some kind of weird purpose on the ticket, but she's not even able to go out and talk to the press in front of the airplane very well. And so that's, I think, tells us all we need to know.
And by the way, in case you missed this one, folks, the Supreme Court last night voted to leave the Texas abortion law in place. Chief Justice Roberts sided once again with the liberals, but the vote was 5-4, and Roberts went with the left side of the aisle again.
Well, he did, and of course, those writing in the dissenting opinion talked about the other justices, I think, have buried their heads in the sand, or some such words as that, and obviously it's going to be a big, major controversy starting up, but again, the whole thing about our system and having the Supreme Court is that they're supposed to judge the constitutionality. However, I think they mentioned that they didn't necessarily look at it in the terms of this Texas law for the Texas Constitution, but definitely this is going to be revisited. There is another a case that will be coming up that may be a much more robust challenge to Roe, and we'll see sort of how that pans out based on that case at this point.
Okay, now, Nicole Hannah Jones, who has been in the news for all the wrong reasons, says that her 1619 Freedom School in Iowa teaches black history, not CRT.
Interesting.
Well, they do believe the CRT is black history, too, remember?
Well, right. Well, again, I think we all learn American history. And, you know, Captain,
right.
what mystifies me is that when
I learned about blacks in American history. Go ahead.
Well, of course, yeah. We learned all about American history, warts and all. That was what we were taught. So that's why a lot of people are just mystified about this.
Yeah, plus we had a number of blacks living in the town where I live, where I was born and brought up. They used to work in the factories, the paper mill, and all that sort of stuff. Plus, they also worked on the farm. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Another Truckers Iowa Advisor Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-VITAL-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. I had something that wouldn't want to play there, so I'm going to do it verbally. Now, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. And don't forget, you want to join the Drivers Club there, get yourself points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy, and if you're an RVer, you can also take advantage of the points there too, because you can not only do that, but you can get a fuel card. And you'll save yourself some money on fuel. Now, that's the Pilot and Flying J. Pull on in there and find out what's going on. Tell them the captain sent you. Use the kiosk while you're there. And selected Pilots and Flying J's, I guess, will give you a free cup of coffee if you tell them I sent you. They aren't doing it for some reason. They're supposed to be, but who knows. All right, here we go. A little AC/DC to rock you around. Alrighty, that's from the Iron Man 2 movie, AC/DC, Shoot to Thrill. What do you think, Kyle?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I kind of had an abrupt end there, but that's the shortened version of it. But anyway, it is what it is. Alrighty, well, you take the weather out west, let us know what's going on for I go back to the east and tell everybody about the boats they need.
All right, folks, yes, we do have some flash flood watches and warnings to tell you about tonight, especially in southern New Mexico, around the area of Carlsbad. And, of course, if you're heading up Highway 62, you've got that to deal with. And this is going to head all the way over just to the Texas border there, in some cases dipping down into Texas, south of New Mexico. But over near Alamogordo, Las Cruces, that flash flood watch continues. Same story for Phoenix, Arizona. Tonight, Captain, and then we've got air quality alerts, thankfully dissipating to some degree in the state of Wyoming, mostly in the west, a little bit in southern Montana, but a frost advisory up at Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and crossing over to Spokane, Washington, and of course the Caldor fire continues, high winds, they're hoping those winds are going to die down, but firefighters are making a real valiant effort to try to save Myers, the city of Myers, and also South Lake Tahoe, which has been completely evacuated.
Yeah, wildland fires are tough to fight, and of course, when the wind gets going. By the way, every fire creates their own weather. Do you know that?
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, yeah. And it definitely, and anything can happen at that point.
Yeah. Now let's go over to Texas I-35 coming up out of San Antonio, all the way up through the Metroplex and on up into about 50 or 60 miles so of Oklahoma. You've got some high heat advisories in there, so it's going to be real warm over there today. Be advised of that. Now, in the meantime, over there at New Orleans and the southeastern corner of Louisiana, southwestern corner of Mississippi, and along the coastline over towards Gulfport, flooding still going on. Roads still shut down, some of them, so be advised of that. Power came back to some parts of New Orleans, but not all of it today, because they still have that main transmission line they got to put back up, and there's going to be people without power there for about a week. Now, looking at what's going on with the remnants of Ida going out to sea right now, you've got flooding. You've got imminent flash flooding warnings, lots of them, for Massachusetts, for Connecticut, for Rhode Island. You've got tornado watches and warnings around Rhode Island and Connecticut and Long Island. You've also got flood warnings for Massachusetts and the southern part of New Hampshire. You've got rain in the forecast all the way up I-95 to Nova Scotia. The southern part of New Hampshire looks like you're going to be getting a bunch of rain there if you aren't already. And this Ida has just been one big mess, and you need a rowboat if you want to get around New York City tonight, because there's a lot of major flooding. The mayor's declared a state of emergency and told everybody to stay off the streets.
It's really something to see, and we're hoping and praying for the people there trapped and all that stuff.
Well, four people have already died.
That's true.
They've been caught up in the water in their basements. And obviously that means they probably drowned, and it's a shame. It's a real shame. But that's what happens, you know, when you go down to try to do something with the water. You got to remember, you know, sometimes people get trapped because of their own stupidity. They allow the basement door to close, and it's got a latch on it you can't open or something like that. And, boy, I would never in my right mind do that.
Yeah, again, very sad. And you know, this the amount of water, though, just is unbelievable to see.
Yeah, watching the subways is really really quite an extent. All right, well, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All righty, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And don't forget, he is on with us six nights a week, and we appreciate everything he does for us, and he's got his own show as well, the Kyle Warren Show, and KyleWarrenShow.com is the website. All right, well, I'm going to take a look here at something. I've been trying to find what our lady friend said about Glenn Beck. I cannot find anything to verify that anywhere, not even on Twitter. There's nothing to verify so far, and I'm going to go look at it again to make sure, but I don't see it, so as far as I know, it's not there. All right, and on the telephone line, we've got Denise Simon from PoundersCode.com. Okay, very quick, an interesting point's been brought up by a listener, and I can't find anything about it. Are you aware of Glenn Beck and his plane being held hostage with some 260 people on it somewhere?
I am not. He has not. I've been kind of following it day by day. I don't think he's posted about it unless I've missed it.
No, somebody said that there was a tweet out there. We can't find the tweet. We can't find any reference to anything about Glenn Beck and hostages or plane or none of that. So I don't see it. And I even went on Twitter, and I can't find it over there. So I can't say, yes, it's a active story because I can't find it.
Okay.
And normally something like that would be all over the place, wouldn't it?
Well, where would it be held hostage?
I don't know. We don't know where he's at. He hasn't told us, remember?
No, but I'm saying, logically, where would it be held hostage? Because, I mean, all
flights... It'd have to be Afghanistan.
Yeah, but all flights have been terminated. I mean, so... I'm not seeing that.
No, and I'm not either, and I've been trying to look for it, and I can't find anything. I will say this, if we do find it, we'll definitely let you know, because I know he was in an undisclosed country with all those people, remember?
Yeah, but I think we've gone beyond that one now.
Okay, all right. So he moved out of there and moved somewhere else or whatever, maybe. All right, well, let's see here. You sent me a message. Let me see what that is real quick.
That's all right. I was just late because my computer decided to do a restart by itself.
Oh, well, I love that when that happens. All right, you hold the thought there. And, folks, when we come back, Denise did write some articles yesterday we're going to talk about. But when we come back, we're going to talk about this bombshell report that came out yesterday on Red State. And I'll tell you what, this is an MRC reporter who is very accurate with his stories. And if this is true, every one of you ought to be fighting mad right now at this administration demanding Joe Biden resign. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.